So let's finish out with your 64-year-old lady. We were talking about regorafenib. This woman just got started on it fairly recently. I'm kind of curious what happened there. Another NASH cirrhosis case, interestingly. So what happened there, and what made you decide to use regorafenib?
So this lady actually was exposed to sorafenib for almost a year. Even though, you know, when we first started the agent, she was not particularly the superstar, if you will. I think her performance status was, you know, at best one. But on the other hand, you know, we were just very impressed with careful dose modification and also, you know, monitoring of the treatment-related side effects. She was able to actually maintain the benefit on sorafenib for up to a year. So at this point, you know, we think, you know, she will be actually the right candidate to consider for regorafenib.
Although I see here she did require dose reduction due to hand-foot syndrome and diarrhea.
Correct. But on the other hand, you know, when you get down to the 400 milligram daily dosing, she was able to maintain that, you know, on treatment.
Do you tend to, with these people who can stay on longer, you're going to think more about regorafenib?
I think so, Nick. I think this is the right population to consider based on the resource trial. And unless, you know, you have other reasons that you think, you know, you will be paused for regorafenib, you know. But personally, you know, I think this may be the ideal population to consider for regorafenib.